Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Praveen Sapkara. I'm from Texas Tech University, a current graduate student. Today, I'd like to talk about the interaction of water and nitrogen on simulated cotton yield. I'd like to recognize my co-authors, Dr. Jeff Johnson, Dr. Stephen Mose, and Dr. Steve Moss. I'd like to start the presentation with the introduction and the problem statement, with followed by objective. And I've used a cotton model, cotton 2K, in this research, and I'll describe about the cotton model with the conceptual framework, how I implemented and demonstrated, and the conclusion with the future work. Gossypium hirsutum is a upland cotton, which is the most commercially grown cultivar, which needs about 18 to 34 degrees centigrade for germination, 20 to 30 for seedling growth, for lateral growth about 34 degrees centigrade, and the ideal growth period of 150 to 180 days. Irrigation and nitrogen are the two most important factors for maximizing cotton production. And if we have higher water or higher nitrogen application, we have a problem in cotton production. If we have high water, there is a loss of nitrogen through leaching or denitrification. Or if we have a higher nitrogen application, then salt injury may occur. The Texas High Plains is the largest land for the resource of cotton production, where there is low rainfall, and the Ogallala Aquifer is the only source which is declining these days due to the excessive water extraction and limited recharge of the water aquifer. The farmers are facing various problems with the deficient irrigation and high nitrogen prices, which result in the declining of the water lean production. And if there is insufficient amount of nitrogen application, there is loss of yield and depletion of soil fertility, where if we apply higher rate of nitrogen, there is excessive vegetative growth, there is a delay in crop maturity, decline in soil organic matter, and increased susceptibility to different aphids and ball rots. The major objective of this research is to predict the best combination of irrigation and nitrogen level for maximization of cotton yield using a simulated using the data simulated by Cotton 2K. For this simulation, I picked the Cotton 2K software, which is initially made by Dr. Avishalom Marani from Israel. And this is a cotton growth simulation model, which is best suited for the arid region of the Western United States. And this will help in simulate the physiological process of cotton growth and formulation of yield with different production and management process. And this software does not consider about the effect of possible occurrence of disease, pest, or crop production, or weeds, weeds in the crop production. And the different parameters for this survey were taken from the USDA Soil Survey and the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service. The parameters were soil water potential at field capacity and free drainage, the residual and saturated water content, and the different van connector parameters like soil content, bulk density, soil sand content percentage. For this research, I have made a conceptual framework where we have the daily weather data of 30 years, different nitrogen and irrigation level with different soil physical properties, which are all plotted with the Cotton 2K, and the output of yield is generated through this simulation model. And for this, we used 30 years of daily weather data from 1975 to 2004, four different stations, namely Crosby, Muleshoe, Plainview, and Seminole were selected, and the sole cultivar Delta Pine 77 was selected for this simulation model. Amarillo fine sandy loam at initial moisture of 80% of soil capacity was taken. And the simulation was started on the 5th of May, The planting was done on the 15th of May. The irrigation was begun on the 16th. Similarly, the irrigation was terminated on the 7th of September, and similarly was ended on 31st of October. The eight total applied nitrogen rates are 0, 28, 56, 84, and 196 kg per hectare in the center pivot irrigated system, and nine irrigation levels were 0, 5, 10 with the interval of 5 millimeter per each 5 days of interval, and the eight nitrogen rates with nine irrigation levels with four different stations and 30 years of data gave us about 8,640 different simulation. And the nitrogen were applied at the 20% at the pre-planting, 25% at first square, 20 at 50 days after emergence, and 15% at 60 days after emergence, and 15 at another 70 days after emergence. And these are different level of treatment that we already, combinations that we already discussed before. The first yellow row, the column is about the treatment number, irrigation, and the followed by nitrogen, and again, the combination of those two. Now let's move to us the results and discussion. The yield combination of varied nitrogen and water level in center pivot irrigation system was recorded, and here we can compare about with the six different level. Here in this slide, I'm going to describe about four of them, and in the next slide, I'll describe about the rest of the two of them. Here we can see that these four graphs are described with compared with the yield and total applied water, how the level of nitrogen in how the amount of water applied is differentiated. The total applied water here means the total irrigated water plus the rainfall. And here we can see that in the initial 28 kg per hectare of nitrogen application, there is more deposition of that red blue dot that shows that this will just decline in yield if we have higher application water. And generally, if we increase the level of nitrogen with 56, the distribution of yield is generally growing. This will show that about about 730 to 750 kg per hectare of cotton is simulated with 56 kg per hectare of nitrogen, and similarly with 112 in the fourth one, that will go about 870 to almost about 1,050 kg per hectare of yield. And similarly, the cotton yield is estimated with 140 and 196 kg per hectare of nitrogen application was also recorded. In these two graphs, we can see that if we apply almost like 140 kg of nitrogen per hectare of nitrogen in then we will get about 1,050 to almost about 1,160 kg of nitrogen. And similarly, if we are able to put 196 kg per hectare of nitrogen in, then we can find almost about 1,150 to 1,200 to 1,300 kg per hectare of cotton. Here, the cotton average yield is simulated with the various nitrogen rate, and different color shows the different level of nitrogen that was already discussed in the earlier slides. And in this slide, we're talking about the maximum yield which is possible through different level of nitrogen level. So if there is no application of nitrogen, 445 millimeter of total water application might give the highest possible yield. Similarly, with 25 kg per hectare of nitrogen, 500 millimeter of water is applied, and for about 195 to 200 kg per hectare of nitrogen, 827 mm of water is applied. So this will give us a range of different yield level, that is 530 to 640 for the initial nitrogen application, and taking us to 1150 to 1300 with 196 kg per hectare of nitrogen application level. And this will show that these are the results for the maximum yield possible, and in future we might go with the profit maximizing yield level. And here we can conclude that the optimum level was simulated with the application of almost 196 kg per hectare of nitrogen applied, and the water level ranging from 800 to 830 millimeter will give the highest possible yield. So there is always a room in for the future study, for the economic analysis for this research. So I would like to thank the USDA ARS Ogallala Initiative for making this project available. Thank you for your time.